This is Off the Clock, our weekly check-in on arts and culture. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Video games. Parents might see them as a distraction. One volunteer in Colombia, though, sees them as an opportunity to teach kids about math, science, and technology. We'll have that story later in the show. But first, it's time now for the fourth installment of My Farm Roots, a series from Harvest Public Media in which we hear American stories and memories of rural life. Because when you hail from farm country, roots run deep.
I'm Camille Phillips, a reporter for Harvest Public Media. Last month, several generations of my family came to Parsons, Kansas to celebrate my grandfather's 90th birthday party. With all eight living Phillips siblings and their families gathered in one place, there are many stories of growing up on the farm to share. This is one from my great aunt, Jan Phillips, a teacher by trade.
My name is Jan Phillips. I grew up at Miller, Missouri, on a farm. I live in St. Louis now. I'm 75 years old, and I have wonderful memories of the farm. When I was young, my parents had a dairy farm, and so I was rolled out in my baby buggy to the barnyard, and the cows were curious because I had invaded their barn lot. And one cow in particular got very close down into my baby buggy to see what was happening. I don't know if I was sort of making noise or flinging my arms around, but here was a cow down right next to me, and then she stood up. I must have sort of hit her a little bit on her nose. And when she stood up, my baby buggy was around her neck because she had put her head under the handle of the baby buggy. So it's hanging around her neck like a necklace. And the wheels come down and sort of hit her on the legs. She jumps. Well, the baby buggy goes out and comes back and whacks her on the legs again. And she starts running down the hillside out of the barnyard, down and then up a little hill on the other side. And apparently my folks came out panicked to see cow, baby buggy, and baby Jan going across the barnyard and down the hill. And I'm assuming that the wheels of the baby buggy must have hit the grass as she was going up the hill on the other side. And somehow she just sort of lowered her head, took it out from under the handlebars, and started grazing. My folks came running up to find me laughing. They said that they were quite certain I was going to be a very adventurous person later on. This is a very small community. Miller was probably 1,500, a very small little community. And the Kansas City Star was big-time newspaper for that area. And there was a cartoon and an article with a cow dressed up like a nurse with a hat pushing a baby buggy, and it told the story of little Miss Janice Ann Robinson and the cow story.
You can find that 1937 cartoon on the My Farm Roots page at harvestpublicmedia.org.
Benton Elementary School revised its curriculum this year to focus more on science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or STEM fields. KBIA's Lee Jian Chung reports on how one volunteer is picking apart a favorite pastime among his students, video games, to teach them about all these subjects.
Lucas and Kieran are video game designers based in Colombia. They're currently working on a video game called Alphamon's Apple Adventure, which they think is going to turn a few heads.
So far, all you do is you start out as like a heart who's like a secret agent, and you have to go through all these worlds and like defeat a ton of guys, and like, no, you're an apple, not a heart. All the evil guys are hearts. And then like,
oh, we have, and like, Lucas and Kieran are in the third and fourth grade. All, like, but these students are not the only heart ones excited about the video game.
So their hero in the game, I found out, is named Appleman Alpha. He's an apple.
This is Jason Aubrey. He teaches mathematics at the University of Missouri and, in his spare time, video game design at Benton Elementary.
And the enemies are hearts. They have evil heart robots. So it's totally crazy, right?
Aubrey volunteers at Benton on Thursday afternoons,
right,
running
quite, right?
The video game club.
No, it's way better.
Again, zero.
This afternoon, Aubrey has explained
corner
to six children why the dragons they design are not shooting fire from their mouths.
I think I'm out of fireballs.
He squeezes around knee-high tables, bending down to check on each student's progress on their laptops. He explains the dragon is able to shoot fire at 360 degrees around itself. For some of the younger students in the club, this is the first time they've heard about the degrees in a circle. Aubrey says the lessons teach students everything from the science to the art behind video games.
It's right there. D-E-M-O-N, right?
And they even learn a little bit of spelling. But the children are able to explain it better, beginning with a popular video game song.
Angry Birds.
Angry Birds theme.
Angry Birds. Angry Birds. Everyone has to know that.
But for those who don't, Angry Birds is a game where you launch birds through the air at a target using a slingshot. Kieran explains.
Well, you have to have, you have to know how to use physics, you can't have a game where, all the birds will magically levitate into the air once you fling, just stay there forever or something.
Wouldn't this be a little bit complex for elementary school kids?
You know, I think that, I think they can handle, they're so excited about it, right? Really, you can do anything. People that are super enthusiastic, they'll get it.
Aubrey is still learning how to make video games himself, taking his lessons from a book called The Game Maker's Apprentice. He has no video game programming background, except for a game he made in middle school where you move a block around a blank screen. But last summer, his son Lucas wanted to go to video game camp.
So we signed him up too late, so there was not room in it. So he was disappointed, and I said, okay, we'll have our own video game camp. And so we got the software, and we just started learning it. And so it was just really, I think, valuable for him. He and I kind of sitting down and figuring it out, learning it together. And that's kind of an experience I wanted to share with the kids.
Aubrey was invited to be part of the revisions to Benton's curriculum, and he showed the games he made with his son. Months later, he is trying to contain the excitement of 9 elementary school children, which is something new for the math professor. And his son, Lucas, is actually glad they didn't go for the video game camp after all.
It's really what got both of us into it. I don't think both of us wouldn't have been this interested in it to start this camp. I think it would have just been okay.
Aubrey's class is receiving new licenses which will allow them to build more complicated games with 3-dimensional worlds. He plans to continue volunteering at Benton and expanding the class next year.
More up and down, drag and wide, breathe and fire.
Li Jianchong, KBI News.
That story originally aired back in April, and what you're hearing right now is the theme music for Lucas and Kieran's game. They've released Alphamon Apple, although they say it's just a beta version. You can download it and see how far you can get. Just visit KBIA.org and look up the web version of this week's episode. That's it for Off the Clock this week. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Have a great weekend.